Welcome to the Hit Zero Podcast, where our goal is to build better cheer athletes.
Hey, thank you so much for your support for the Hit Zero Podcast. Truly could not have done it without Anchor. Anchor has an incredible platform where you can record, edit, and distribute your podcast all from your phone. You guys would be surprised how many episodes I have done from start to finish and distributed it from my phone. It's really, really, really incredible. Now, what you have to do is you can either go to anchor.fm. That's their website. You can go there, you can get started, or you can download the Anchor app. It's available in all of the app stores that you can get for your phone, and you can start right away. And believe it or not, you can actually make money from your podcast, and you don't even have to have a certain amount of listeners. Just by having one listener, you can start to make money from your podcast. So if you're interested in making a podcast, check out anchor.fm or check out the app store, download Anchor, and I cannot wait to hear your first episode. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Hit Zero Podcast. Really cool episode for you today. We're going to be covering a therapy called cupping. Now, you may have seen this in the news or in the media. It got really, really popular after the 2016 Olympics, and today we're going to cover what exactly is cupping. Is it helpful? Is it something that you should try? Is it something that's safe? All that kind of stuff. But before we start, I just want to apologize for my voice, just getting over the flu. Had me out for a week. It was just first time I've ever had the flu. It was terrible. I don't recommend it for anyone. So forgive me if my voice sounds a little cracky or if I'm coughing or hard to understand, but that's why. So enough about that. Let's get into cupping. So you may have seen athletes that have hickey marks. It looks like an octopus attacked them on their back or on their shoulder and wondered, what the heck is that? So that is the remnants of a therapy called cupping. Now, in 2016 for the Rio Olympics, cupping got a lot of attention because of athletes like Michael Phelps and some of the other ones that were performing with these dark circles on them. It's funny, if you go back and look at like Google search records, I bet if you looked back in the 2016 Olympics around that time, I bet you could find a huge increase in how many people were searching for cupping at that time. And so just a little history lesson. Cupping goes back to like the 1500s or even before that. I mean, it's a very old, ancient Asian therapy. The way that they did it was they used cups and created negative pressure or suction in the cup by lighting a fire inside the cup and then quickly placing the cup on the skin. Now, what would happen is obviously the fire would go out because you'd be smothering it when you take its oxygen away. And what happens when you do that in a closed environment is it creates negative pressure, it creates a vacuum effect. And so what that would do was that would suction that cup to the skin and create a vacuum effect on the skin. You may see the skin be raised or kind of be sucked into the cup. Now, over the years, that therapy has morphed and changed. There's different types of cupping now, different materials that are used to actually make the cup. There's some cups that are made with bamboo. There's some cups that are still used that are glass. There's some that are silicone, like a hard plastic. But there are different materials that are used for the cups. Now, there are also different types of cupping. There's wet cupping and there's dry cupping. Now, just like the name implies, wet has some sort of liquid or wet variability to it. And what that actually is your skin is pierced prior to the suction or the cupping being performed. And so as that pressure is sucking on your skin, it actually draws blood out of your body and into the cup. So it's considered a wet cupping. The other is a dry cupping. It's exactly as the name implies. There's no blood that's let and there's no moisture involved aside from maybe some sweating. The way that the cups are applied now, there are actually different types there. You do have the traditional way where you light a small fire inside the cup. You quickly put it on the skin. The fire goes out immediately and creates negative pressure. There are other cups that actually have suction built into them where you kind of press on the top of the cup. The cup will create a vacuum and it will suction up the skin. There are some that have pumps that you actually pump a handle and then you detach it from the cup once the suction has been made. There's some that are electric. You actually like put the cup on it, you apply a pump to it and it electrically pumps it. So there are many different types. And really a lot of the usage depends on cost. Some of the kits are very expensive. Some aren't so expensive. It also depends on the person performing the cupping. Now that being said, there really isn't any training, any formal training required to do cupping, which leads us kind of into our next topic, which is safety of cupping and what, you know, some of the side effects may be. Now again, you don't have to have training to do cupping. You can order a set of cups and just do it yourself. Anytime that there's lack of training needed for a therapy, it's something that you should approach with caution because you really don't know if the person that's working on you has any idea what they're doing. And if you're doing it yourself, you may not have any idea what you're doing either. So anytime that there's a therapy that you're looking to do where there really isn't a set training for it or a standardized way to do it, approach that with some caution. Some of the purported benefits are reduction in pain, reduction in inflammation, and obviously with this being on the skin, there have been reports of improvement with some skin disorders like acne and things like that. Now, where I start to get a little concerned is when claims are made like helping with blood disorders, helping with things like arthritis and fibromyalgia, helping with fertility issues, high blood pressure, anxiety or depression, and even things like allergies and asthma. Now, I try not to be too much of a skeptic when it comes to things like that, but being a healthcare provider, you have to look at this stuff from a scientific standpoint. And I'll be the first to tell you that the ones I just listed, blood disorders, arthritis and fibromyalgia, fertility issues, high blood pressure, anxiety, depression, and allergies, no, not a chance. You cannot be duped by people trying to sell you crap like that. There's no way that suction cupping on your skin is going to help with any of those. No way. Some of the other things, pain reduction, reduction in inflammation, and some of the skin things, I can kind of get on board with that and saying that it's at least plausible. Now, the flip side of that is as a healthcare provider, I have to look at this stuff through a lens of, is there research and evidence to back it up? I can't just give you my opinion and say, yeah, that's, you should make your decision based on my opinion. I'm not in that business. I'm in the business of science and truth, right? And so as of now, there is zero high quality research on cupping, none. There are some small studies that were done, a lot of biases in the studies, a lot of small population size, which reduces the quality of the research, but there really isn't any high quality data on cupping. So it comes down to what's called anecdote, which is, did you use it? And did you feel a benefit from it? If so, awesome. The unfortunate part is a lot of that could be placebo effect, which placebo is a very effective treatment for a lot of things. So if you do decide to use cupping, understand that there's not really any research behind it. And that if you do feel benefit from it, it's likely due to just simply a placebo effect. There's another possible option for people that do notice a reduction in pain or symptoms with cupping. It's very similar to the talk that we had last time about the KT tape. If you remember, we talked about this thing called the gate theory, which means that your brain prioritizes certain input over others, right? One of those is that the brain will prioritize pressure changes in the body over pain. That sensation of pressure change travels to the brain on a bigger fiber than pain does. So the example used for the KT tape is when you put the tape on you, it creates kind of a pumping mechanism because the tape is elastic. So it kind of moves in and out as you move. and that does affect the pressure receptors in the skin. So we stimulate a little bit of this gait theory. Now with cupping, we have a whole lot of pressure change at the surface level, which again can stimulate that gait theory. So that is another possible explanation for changes that people may feel in their symptoms. But as far as hard data and evidence that backs the science behind cupping, it's just really not there. Now on the flip side, one thing that is there is the potential dangers with cupping. So we don't want to overlook the fact that even though this may not seem like a very effective treatment method, it still comes with some, some things, possible side effects that we need to be aware of. Number one, skin discoloration. Obviously, we see when you have the cupping done, it creates a big hickey right where the cup was. And for some people, that discoloration can last quite some time, especially people with fair skin. So be mindful that if you have these bruises or these hickeys that come from these cups, they may be there for a long time. Additionally, if you're using the old method of cupping, where they actually use the fire, the fire inside the cup, you may get burns. It's totally possible that you could be burned from the therapy, which can leave scars. And again, it can stick with you for a really long time. And then additionally, probably the biggest concern is with the wet cupping. Now remember, they're piercing the skin when they perform wet cupping. And if it's not a sterile environment and someone's pricking your skin with a needle, you're opening up a huge possible risk for infections. Something as serious as like staph or hepatitis. You really have to be careful with who you're allowing to poke you with a needle, especially when it comes to sanitation. So those are some serious side effects that can come from cupping. Some other minor ones are just discomfort at the site where they get it. And again, it's truly going to come down to, is the possible benefit and the possible side effect, which one are you willing to lean towards? So that is all of the information, honestly, that's out there about cupping. Again, not a lot of research behind it, but if it's something that you're interested in trying, don't let, my opinion or, my viewpoint on it steer you away from it if it's something that you want to try. If it's cost effective, which means you're not breaking the bank to do it, if it's done by someone who actually has some sense with what they're doing, like it's some sort of qualified healthcare provider, and it's in a place where you feel safe and willing to try something, then by all means, give it a shot. Because if it does have benefit for you, then it's worth its weight. It's worth its time. It's worth the cost. But keep in mind that because there's not a ton of research behind it, it's hard to back up any claims that people may make. It truly comes down to, if you try it, do you like it, and do you feel like it's beneficial? Hey, thanks so much for joining me for this video. I truly hope the information that we provided was helpful for you in deciding, hey, do you want to try cupping or not? If you like this video, give me a thumbs up. Leave your comments down below. Let me know, have you done cupping before? Have you considered it now after watching this video? Is it something that you want to try? And if you have tried it, let me know how your experience was. If you'd like more videos like this, click the link above. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Helps us to grow and reach more people. Subscribe here and hit the bell for notifications. We'll catch you on the next video.